Then moving on to matters arising, first of all, paragraph 2.3, remember last time we talked about an annual report. Again, that's been circulated to members and comments received. We have what is believed to be a final version with your papers today for endorsement. Obviously, it's something that over time we will seek to improve and expand on as we take on more activity. So this is very much the first of its kind, if you like. Are there any comments on the report? I know people have commented quite extensively in writing. I did see one comment this morning from Paul Zimmerman about Lei Yumun and the fact that he didn't think the what was in the report was a direct reflection, if you like, of the decisions that we made. So maybe that could be picked up. But I mean, subject to that, I haven't seen any other comments. Sorry, can you, Mike? Sorry,
Peter. I commented, Mr. Chairman, in thank support you. Of that pause comment.
All right. Okay. Well, we can just look at that small issue. It's not an issue. It's just a recording, actually, what was decided. I think. Please.
Thank you, Chair. As the Chair, I just want to clarify about this particular issue. Now, as far as I can remember, for the Lei Yumun item, basically there hasn't been any agreement, but there are two certain, in a sense, consensus. So first of all members agreed that the Lei Yumun area need to be upgraded, and there's general support for that. And the second thing would be that the sewage problems in Lei Yumun does exist, and all members don't have any disagreement with that. Within the Tourism Commission project, there's actually a 5 to 6 year medium to long term plan to improve the sewage in the Lei Yumun area, and the EPD actually was also attended the task force meeting to brief us on that. Now here, that's where the divergence of opinion came from, where we have a number of members, including Paul and Peter, and I think Maggie as well, who insisted that basically we should only have this Tourism Commission project after the sewage problem has been resolved, while other members in the task force basically believe that there already a medium and long-term plan is in place, and that this plan is consistent with the overall upgrading with the Lei Yumun area, so that it could be for the earlier enjoyment of the local as well as overseas visitors and for the general public. So basically there's a disagreement there, and I don't think that would be ever possible for these two groups to compromise. But our debate has been recorded in the minutes, as well as the majority view has been reflected. Thank you.
Fine. Well, I think as long as the report reflects the minutes, that's the real point, I think, here. Peter, yes?
Yes, can I comment on that? Because this isn't an isolated incident. It's happening all the time, actually. It's impossible to say what the majority or the minority actually are. We have quite heated comments about some of the proposals that have put to task forces. We do have, Mr. Chairman, and we did set right at the outset very specific objectives for the Harbourfront Commission. They were taken on board from the Harbour Enhancement Commission. I think it's about time that's particularly for task force agendas, we reiterate these objectives, and we try to measure every single submission to the task forces against these objectives, because in many cases they're not achieving any of them at all, and they simply go through the system. We don't take a vote at the end of the day. We don't say what a majority is. So people are just going away, and they're gearing up towards detailed design and implementation. This is happening again and again and again. We get letters months later, as in fact we're doing in for the Star Ferry Plaza now, simply saying, well, this has been taken through. So I'm not happy about that, and I think we need to be a little bit more rigorous in meeting the objectives that we've set ourselves. I think this particular project is a complete and utter waste of money, actually, as it's been done at the moment. It's almost $100 million of public funds, and it's scarcely improving facilities at all, really.
Okay. Well, two issues. One is to agree the wording of the report and get that out, and I think subject to the report accurately reflecting the minutes, then I think we're agreed on the way forward. In terms of the objectives, I agree, it does no harm from time to time to remind ourselves of what the objectives are, what the objectives we set ourselves, and then I as chair, and I'm sure Becky too, will, and Vincent will take that up, that we will make sure that issues are considered in the light of the objectives. So two points there, and I think we can deal with them in that way. I think the chairs will pick up your second point, Peter. Paragraph 3.5 of the minutes. There's a paper again here from Transport Department on the latest development in relation to the Hung Hom ferry pier. Again, that's tabled for information. Not particularly encouraging, I'm afraid, but at least we know where we are. And then paragraph 6.3 and 6.13 of the minutes. This is the proposal that we reviewed from the Hong Kong Cycling Alliance, and you remember we were supportive of their overall objectives, and I know that they are themselves considering how they can respond to a number of the comments that we made about access and practicality. So again, that's an ongoing discussion as to how we can provide, at least in part anyway, bike access to the waterfront. And then paragraph 7.77 and 7.16. This is about the Winston's proposal and in relation to taking projects on the water forward, and how and if and where it might be possible to amend the technical circular. Mrs. Lamb was going to comment on that, but I think Gracie, you are. Thank you.
Yes, Chairman, this is indeed our follow-up to the Society of Protection of Harbours presentation at the last meeting. That we have a very useful, constructive discussion at the Commission level. We would like to reiterate that the government will not shy away from reclamation projects, especially those with great public benefits. So today we will have a presentation on the analogizing Kowloon East initiative, and in which we will discuss the environmentally friendly linkage system. At the last task force for Kai Tak, we have heard the West Kowloon Authority presenting how they may make use of the waterside activities as well as facilities like piers and floating pontoon, arts pontoon, to re-energize that part of the harbour. So these are some of the issues which are making progress. I'm also happy to report that for the proposed boardwalk underneath the Island East Corridor, which is part of the Hong Kong Island East Harbour study, although the study has not yet been concluded, we have already taken the initiative to ask CEDD, we have Mr. Horn here with us, we have already asked CEDD to conduct topical study to explore the technical feasibility of the boardwalk, as well as the implications for protection of harbour ordinance. That proposed boardwalk has received widespread support during the consultation period, and therefore we find it really legitimate to advance that part of the study. Subject to the outcome of this topical study, CEDD will then proceed with conducting a formal engineering study to take forward the proposed boardwalk. In terms of location, the boardwalk will have closer affinity with the possible refurbishment of North Point Ferry Piers. So in terms of concept, we think of that as one possible project. At the task force discussions, we see that some members are keen to do reviews. We've heard such a proposal. But we would like to impress upon members that while we are conducting various studies, or while the studies are at various stages of implementation or whatnot, we will move on to implement ideas, and our plans will not affect, we'll make sure that our plans and studies will not affect or compromise the waterside facilities and activities which are being contemplated. So very quickly, what are some of the initiatives we are following up, Chairman?
Thank you. Are you going to consider actually revising the guidelines?
We have made initial discussions with our departments, and we found that the technical circular actually is still valid and relevant today. That circular has already been been distributed to members, so we welcome members' suggestion. But at this point in time, when we are implementing the projects, we find those circulars useful.
Winston?
Thank you, Chair. 2 points. First, our proportionality principle was written in good faith in order to be of assistance to the government, to this commission, and to the general public of Hong Kong as to what we consider the law to be regarding harbour reclamation. Unfortunately, although we presented the paper formally to this commission and also written to the Secretary of Justice, there has been no response either from the Justice Department nor from the government as to whether the principles advocated by us are acceptable to them. Therefore, even this commission is not guided by the government's official response. As we said, we did it in good faith. It would be very helpful if government either disagrees or agrees, so that we know where we stand. I don't think there's any justification for government to be, how should I say, not responsive. We do need a clear guideline. Regarding the two circulars circulated by the government, they are not perfect. The one issued, after both of them were issued, we still found it necessary to take government to court, because after the issuance of the two circulars, government was still proposing what they called temporary reclamations, which were then adjudicated by the law courts as being unlawful. So I believe there may be a need to update the circular after government is able to consider the legal impact of the proportionality principle. I think it will be really, really helpful for all concerned. Could I perhaps have government's response to this request?
Gracie, I mean, obviously you may want to consider, but maybe an initial reaction.
That's right. The Secretary has made a very full and thorough response to the society, but if you would prefer that we put it in writing, we will follow up after the meeting. As to how we may improve the technical circular, we still have an open mind. We're only saying that in terms of pursuing individual projects, and we look at the ordinance and we look at the guidelines, we still find them relevant and helpful. But we are open to ideas if you see there are rooms to improve.
Winston, you might like to take the initiative and make some suggestions in terms of how the guidelines might be improved, if you believe that they can be.
After this meeting, with your approval, I might write a summary to the government as to the main points and principles we are advocating. And I hope government this time will formally respond. Because without a formal response, we are just guessing. Even I, who is the author, do not know if I was right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. The response will come.
Mr. Chairman, does that Peter. Mean that it's going to be circulated to the Commission members, or is this just a reply going to the protection of the harbour?
No, it'll be circulated. Well, I imagine government's response will be circulated. They normally are. Yes. I mean, clearly the original will go to Winston, but it can be copied to members of the Commission, no problem.
If I may, I'll copy a copy of my letter to the government, to you, for the Commission.
And we'll arrange for it to be circulated. All right. Thank you. I think that's all under matters arising.